You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For T-minus 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a zeal for astronomy and an enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents spent Saturday mornings watching Space Patrol. In a 1593 letter to his telescope-fixated friend Galileo, Johannes Kepler wrote, "Provides ships or sails adapted to the heavenly breezes, and there will be some who will not fear even that void." From there, a few laws by Isaac Newton, a couple books by Jules Verne and H.G. Wells, an equation by Tsiolkovsky, some reaction motors by Robert Goddard, a breach of the Kármán line by Wernher von Braun's V2, Homyakov's Chrome Basketball, Deacon Raffoff's Vostok, and voila, man had left the planet. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, strap yourselves in as we lift off on a cosmosonic journey to outer space. Once in orbit, we'll float around the capsule with the rockinest group of astronauts in the solar system. Todd Rhodes, Roosevelt Sykes, Little Ernest Tucker, Billy Lee Riley, the Tyrones, Johnny Acey, Yoshannon, the Five Deutones, and Chuck Berry.
Captain Video! Master of Space, Hero of Science, Captain of the Video Rangers!
Detroit was no closer to outer space by 1952 than Cape Canaveral, but for bandleader Todd Rhodes and chanteuse Connie Allen, it would serve as the launch pad for possibly the first double entendre of sex and space and song. Although Rhodes and Allen would reach their perigee by the late 1950s, Rocket 69 continues its unending voyage. Sputnik translates aptly into satellite, and was the name the Soviets gave to a series of spacecraft, the first of which became man's first object in orbit. However, it was the second Sputnik that had 88 ace Roosevelt Sykes go Nova by the end of 1957. Sykes's tune quickly admonishes Khrushchev and then takes aim at Sputnik 2's payload, the canine Laika, Russian for Barker, the first non-microbial life to leave Earth. Sputnik, baby.
If I heard a lot of talk about satellite missiles and Eisenhower's fall, but now you better listen to what I got to say. The thing I'm gonna tell you, man, may make you happy and gray. I got a satellite baby with a red hot style that's new. Yeah, I got a satellite baby that can rock you the whole night through. She can make more speed than Sputnik number two. Now you talk about the Sputnik in your hound dog crew. I got a rocket baby faster than the Ajax flew. I got a satellite baby with a red hot style that's new.
Pilot Kenneth Arnold's sensational 1947 UFO account while flying near Mount Rainier proliferated the idiom flying saucers into pop culture, just as the incident down in Roswell, New Mexico was unfolding. Thus, with aliens potentially amongst us, one has to wonder what the boys at Sun Records thought of Jerry Lee Lewis as he first invaded Memphis in 1956 to spank the planks on hapless Billy Lee Riley's best-known tune, Flying Saucers Rock and Roll.
Crazy beauty just to stop me dead. explorer in time and space.
In 1958, the U.S. finally answered the USSR's Sputnik with the launch of Explorer 1, as the space race was afoot. 28 satellite launches were attempted that year between the two nations, of which but 9 were successful. With all the spacecraft abound, it's of little wonder that Fortune Records' little Ernest Tucker developed satellite envy that year. Gonna get me a satellite.
Now the Sky Flash carrying Flash Gordon, Dale and Dr. Zarkov, enters the outer rim of Magna Mater on a routine outer space patrol.
Birds were definitely the fervor of Chicago's soul group, the Five Deutones, as 1963's Shake a Tail Feather would be their biggest hit. The next year, the quintet cut a deceivingly avian novelty that even NASA could have predicted would fall into a black hole, as they knew that most birds will die in space as they require gravity to swallow, especially frightened ones. The Chicken Astronaut.
Distant stars, we're the rocket.
Tyrones, named for leader Tyrone Donitus, were Bill Haley acolytes, hailing from the same Philadelphia galaxy, docked to the same label, and recipients of Haley's ejecta, and on occasion, comets. Emulating a dated Haley sound was not a career-sustaining equation in 1958, yet the Tyrones did open the rocksploitation film Let's Rock with their song Blastoff, which later opened the soundtrack to the finest film to capture the 1950s Cold War and space race, The Iron Giant.
Destination 2165.
Well, it's 2165. Still be rocking and rolling. They'll be winking and singing and man alive. Spacesuits, they'll be strolling. Well, I want to tell you it's here to stay. Just you could let it get away.
And I know everybody can rock and roll.
Get set, minus 10.
Go 10.
Minus 9.
Go 9.
Put on a flying belt with gas turbine. Minus 8.
Go 8.
Minus 7.
Go 7.
We're gonna rock and roll from birth to heaven. Minus 6.
Go 6.
Minus 5.
Go 5.
Minus 4.
3. 2. 1. Blast off.
Rockin' and rollin'.
Blast off.
Rockin' and rollin'.
Blast off.
Save the jets.
Blast off.
All you space cadets.
Blast off.
Big Cloud 21.
Blast off.
Man, we've just begun.
Minus 3. Minus 2. Minus 1.
In January 2011, pioneering black record label owner Bobby Robinson passed away at the age of 93. Robinson started no less than half a dozen labels in the 50s, several of which were rather suborbital. One label, Fling, featured label art depicting a launching rocket with the words "blast off" in the exhaust, making it all the more ironic that the last single issued by Fling was 1962's I Go Into Orbit by blues pianist Johnny Acey.
Not just a cookie. Rocky Jones, Space Ranger.
Could there be anyone as eccentric and as cosmologically obsessed as Sun Ra? Yep, and he went only by the name Yoshannon, but referred to himself as either the man from outer space, the sun, or even Mars. The obscure Chicago shouter fell right into Saturn-born Ra and his orchestra's gravitational pull in 1957, when they cut an unreleased, nonsensical tune that ran rings around Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Rocket Ship Rock.
You free. You done rock, hey, now rock with me. Hey, you done rock, baby, come on, rock with me. I'm gonna love you, baby, I'm gonna set you free. Hey, rock, hey, hey, baby, rock. Hey, rock, hey, hey, baby, rock. Hey, rock, hey, hey, baby, rock. I'm gonna take my rock, my rock, rockety rock, oh rockety rock, my rock, rock, hey rock, my rock, I said rock, hey, hey, rock with me. Come on, baby, baby, come on, rock with me. I'm gonna take my rock, rock around the world. I'm gonna tell you, baby, we ain't gonna call it no 12. Come on, John, and rock. Come on, John, John, come on, John, and rock. Come on, John, come, come on, John, and rock. Get on my rocket ship. Come on, everybody, get on my rocket ship. Hey, rock, hey, hey, baby, rock. Hey, rock, hey, hey, baby, rock. I love you, baby, we gon' do the rock. Rock, 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 rocket ship rock. A rocket ship rock. A rocket ship rock. A rocket ship rock. We don't get stuck on my rock. I said rock, hey, hey, rock with me. I said rock, hey, hey, rock with me. Rock, rock, rock. Come on, everybody. Rock with me.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Yuri Gagarin. Be sure to send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com.
ABC presents High Adventure in the Vast Reaches of Space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Kit Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol.
One of Saturday Night Live's more memorable skits featured Steve Martin as a psychic whom predicts aliens will intercept the Voyager satellites and respond, "Send more Chuck Berry." The twin spacecraft launched in 1977 are the furthest man-made objects from Earth and carry golden discs that include 90 minutes of world music, of which Berry's Johnny B. Good took 2.5 minutes. However, this 1960 cut may have been more fitting, Our Little Rendezvous.